Morning, boys. Well, look, one of the things that we get is this interesting little battle that we sometimes can see during the dry season. It's not very frequent, but we see some warm, humid air at the surface and then some really cold air in the upper levels of the atmosphere. And it's that cold air that we normally we're normally missing up in the Mackay area during the summertime. But during the wintertime, we get that cold air, and we've got that fairly sharp temperature difference between the surface and the upper levels, which allows some strong air to lift vertically. And what happens is, as the rain starts to, as the rain starts to fall, it gets suspended by the air moving vertically. And so what happens then is that raindrop becomes bigger and bigger and goes higher and higher, and then eventually becomes eventually freezes into an ice crystal. And that's what ends up happening, and we get that hail that hits the ground. There were some nice images. I don't know if you boys have seen it. Nice images of some of that hail from Serena.
Dawn sent us a photo of hers. It looked like a ball with spikes all over it.
Yeah,
absolutely. So that's where those little water droplets don't necessarily. It's not like a little snowball. It's quite an odd shaped feature,
yeah.
Because there's those little water droplets freeze at different rates over the entire particle, I guess.
Here's a question for you, and you might not be able to answer it though. But at what velocity does hail come down?
Oh, that's something I can't answer because we've got different. So the velocity that the hail comes down from depends on the height that it comes down from. It also depends on the size of the actual crystal itself.
Right.
So that will differ depending on the. Some of these are massive monster things that fall from the sky, and they're going to be falling a lot faster than some of the lighter, the very small pellets of hail.
So is that why we see green clouds sometimes when there's hail? Is that the ice that's moving around in the cloud?
Yeah. So that's the sun reflecting and refracting the light,
right,
creating that greenish hue. So, boys, yesterday we got two storms. First one, 5:30, 6:30. That's the one, the big one that we saw with all the hail.
Yeah.
And then there was another little sneaky cell that came through in the evening at 8:30 to 9:30. And that hit just south of the city. Look, the southern suburbs in that area between Serena and southern Mackay, they ended up getting somewhere between 20 and 35 millimetres. And there's been individual reports from people's houses about 25, 30 mils. But officially, somewhere around that 20 to 35 mils. Once we got to Mackay, those numbers petered out down to around 10 mils. And once we got up into the northern beach suburbs, not much going on there.
Yeah. Right. Well, even though my dog heard the thunderstorms last night, he's deaf as a doornail, but still picked up there was thunderstorms around the place. What's on the cards today?
Yeah, look, there's more storms possible today, and the atmosphere up above is just as cold. What we just don't have today is just that lifting mechanism quite as strong as yesterday. But look, you certainly couldn't rule out hail in any cells today as well around the Mackay area and even further north. So we're in this little humid air mass now for the next couple of days. So it's quite a little bizarre period of weather. Normally we might get one day like this, and then bang, it's just dry, cold again. But this little period here between yesterday, today, tomorrow even, and then probably starting to dry out on later Thursday, Friday, and should be fine by the weekend.
Right. Beautiful. Nitso, thank you very much for putting your nerd glasses on for us.
Appreciate your time, mate. Thank you. And don't forget, by the way, Nitso and the rest of the team, you can find them at allcyclonechasers.com.au. Thank you, Nitso.
Thanks, boys.